I will never forget, we were on a bus going from one city to the next, and there was a girl on there, and she had this paper journal, and she was tracking her spending, what she was spending every single day. And she had a little calculator with her, she had her journal, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, that looks so over the top and boring. She's not even enjoying the trip because she's too worried about this. Well, come to find out, halfway through the trip, guess who runs out of money? Me. Hey, this is Allison, and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. In this episode, I'm going to break down everything you need to know to make your dream getaway not just a reality, but an affordable one too. I'll be sharing some great tips and practical strategies to help you stay on budget when it comes to your next vacation. So if you found yourself daydreaming about laying out on the beach, visiting your favorite city, or taking any epic adventures, but feel overwhelmed by the financial side of things, don't worry. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear roadmap for how to plan, save, and budget for your next vacation. Now, I want you to picture this. You've been dreaming about that tropical getaway or maybe even a European adventure for months, maybe even years. You finally make it happen, only to return home to a mountain of credit card bills and a sinking feeling of financial stress. Not exactly the dream vacation we're all hoping for, right? That's where saving and budgeting comes into play. By setting aside money specifically for your trip and creating a vacation budget, you're not just ensuring that you can afford to go on vacation, but you're also taking proactive steps to avoid overspending and financial stress down the line. And let's talk about the perks of staying within budget, shall we? Imagine coming back from your vacation feeling relaxed, rejuvenated, and here's the kicker, financially empowered. There's a certain sense of pride and accomplishment that comes from knowing that you stuck to your budget, did not break the bank, and still managed to have an incredible time. That's exactly what one of my inner circle members, Anna, experienced. Anna was thrilled to finally take a much-needed vacation, but what made it even sweeter was the fact that she didn't have to dip into savings or rely on credit cards to fund her trip. And you know what? She had enough money set aside to cover all of her bills when she returned. Now that's what I like to call a money win. Anna's story is a testament to the power of saving and budgeting for your travels. It's not just about enjoying the journey. It's about setting yourself up for financial success both during and after your vacation. Now, you know I love for you to walk away with clear action steps. So today I'm going to be breaking down five things that you can do. And these are five things that we do as a family to make sure that we save in advance for a vacation, stay on budget, and come back with zero credit card debt and feeling relaxed and rejuvenated every single time. Let's get started with it. Tip number one, do your research. Now, I'm all about having some impulsive trips every now and then, but when it comes to really planning out vacations, especially if they're going to be costly, it's super important to start researching the costs in advance so that you can avoid any unexpected expenses during the trip. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that you will have zero unexpected expenses. It's going to happen. And I typically will add in a buffer in my vacation budget because I know things are going to come up. But when you're in the planning stages of this vacation, make sure that you are researching the costs and the different options for things, not just for your accommodations, looking at the difference between hotel costs versus Airbnb costs or Vrbo costs, and not even just your transportation, like whether you're going to drive or take a flight. We want to research those things, and those are the things that people normally think about. However, I want you to also dive into researching other things like attraction tickets, dining, and maybe even some incidental expenses. For instance, last summer, our family went to Hawaii for 2 weeks. It was an incredible experience. Sure, the flights, actually our flights, we travel hacked for the way there, and we paid for them on the way back. So our flights, we knew how much that was going to cost. We knew how much our hotel was going to cost. but I knew we would be spending money on different experiences. One of the things I really wanted to do was to take a helicopter ride around Kauai. That was a very costly experience. So months, I'm talking probably 8 to 10 months before we even went on this trip, I had researched how much does it cost for a family of four to go on this helicopter trip, about how much does it cost. I also researched how much it would cost for us to go on a boat tour. We went on a tubing tour. So we had looked at the different main attractions we knew would be coming at a price, and we included those in our savings goal. By doing our research, we had a better picture of exactly how much this trip was going to cost us. It also really allowed us to see what we were willing to spend money on and what we were not willing to spend money on. For instance, for me and my husband, the helicopter ride was a high priority. So we were willing to do that and maybe not do a couple of other things so that we could afford this once in a lifetime adventure flying around Hawaii. When it comes to doing your research for the costs and expenses of these trips, there are so many different websites you can dive into, especially things like TripAdvisor. I also highly recommend finding any Reddit threads or Reddit forums. I'm not exactly sure what they're called, but these Reddit users are offering up so many amazing tips and tricks when it comes to visiting certain places. You can get a lot of information so that you're going into this trip knowing really a good estimate of how much it's going to cost you. And by doing that, you are less likely to come home with any credit card debt in the process. Once you've done your research and you know how much you're going to be spending on transportation, accommodations, and any big attraction events or activities that you want to partake in, my next tip is to plan your meals. Now, planning your meals is going to look different based on where you are traveling. For instance, whenever our family took a trip to Disney World, I knew we would basically be buying food for pretty much every single meal. We did bring some breakfast foods with us, but it was pretty much guaranteed that we were going to be paying for lunch and dinner. There was no way I was going to try to cook up a meal or bring a crock pot and make something back at the hotel. It just wasn't going to happen. However, recently over spring break, we went to a state park in Arkansas and we cooked. Actually, my mom cooked because we went with my parents and they spoiled us. But we had a plan for every single meal what we were going to eat. And we brought food. We went to the grocery store in advance, brought food, brought snacks. So we only ate out 2 times in a 5-day period, which honestly to me is pretty impressive. But we knew that going in and we were able to plan our meals. So depending on what type of vacation you're taking, you might have access to a kitchen or a kitchenette. You might be able to bring some prepackaged snacks or lunches or even breakfast foods with you on this trip, which can really cut down on some of the dining out costs. Because we all know that behind transportation and accommodations, food is likely going to be your largest expense, especially with inflation these days. Am I right? I will also say, just personally, by planning out my meals, I feel a lot more relaxed when I am on vacation because I know exactly what we're doing for mealtime. And anyone with kids or anyone with a family knows that mealtimes can be stressful when people get hungry. Sometimes they become a little impatient, myself included. And by having a plan for how many meals we are going to cook either in the condo or where we are staying versus how many times we're going to be going out to eat, it just gives me a little bit more peace of mind. Now, here's exactly how I plan my meals for every single trip I take. It's not super complicated. There's probably a better way to do this with some sort of fancy app. However, I just do what works for me. So if you want to try it out, go ahead, 100%. Here's what I do. I literally just get my phone. I open up the Notes app and I literally will write down whatever day we are going to be out of town on vacation. So let's say that we're gone Monday through Thursday. I will literally write Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And under each of those days, I will write breakfast, lunch, dinner. Just BLD, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And I will start thinking through this usually about 2 weeks before we go, sometimes not even that soon because I tend to procrastinate on these things. But I will just write out almost an idea for what we can do for each meal, whether we are going to be going out to eat or we are going to be making food wherever we are staying. Then that allows me to really create a grocery list. So that way, whenever we arrive to wherever we're going, we can pick up groceries there or we can pack them and take them in the car with us. This is a really good way for me to just have a clear picture and everyone's on the same page. I also recommend if you have a partner or you're going along with other people to involve them in this meal planning process and the cooking process, meaning that if you're going with another family, have them cook certain meals and you cook certain meals. Share the responsibility, if you will. Of course, like I said at the beginning, planning your meals is going to really be impacted on the type of vacation that you are taking. For us, we tend to take vacations where we do have access to a kitchen. So we are usually planning our meals. Now, I'm not saying we never go out to eat. Of course we do. We want to experience different food out to eat. But let's be real, sometimes it's nice to just cook at home, especially with kids. I don't always enjoy going to a sit-down restaurant with my children. Sorry, I hope they're not listening to this. I love them, but sometimes it's just better to eat in the home or where you're staying. Today's episode is brought to you by my Goodbye Debt Tracker. The Goodbye Debt Tracker is a tool I've designed to help you pay off debt fast. And the best part? It's completely free for you. Yes, you heard that right. You can go to inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt. That's all one word. inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt to get your free download. Let's be real here. Paying off debt is a must for anyone who wants to live a life free of financial stress. Paying off debt isn't about scrimping and saving every single penny, and it's not solely about boosting your income. Paying off debt boils down to having a plan for your money, a plan that empowers you to spend intentionally while still tackling debt head on, a plan that's realistic, allowing for treats like a relaxing pedicure or massage when you need it the most. The journey to becoming debt-free starts with a strategy, and my Goodbye Debt Tracker will help you find the strategy that suits you best. This isn't just another spreadsheet. It's a carefully crafted tool designed to provide you with the clarity, strategy, and motivation to eliminate your debt. So whether you're tracking credit card debt, student loans, or any other financial obligations, the Goodbye Debt Tracker is here to guide you every step of the way. So, if you're ready to say goodbye to debt and hello to financial peace of mind, it's time to get your hands on the Goodbye Debt Tracker. Let's find the strategy that suits you best and kick debt to the curb for good. You can go to inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt to get your tracker for free, or just click the link in the show notes. Tip number three is to prioritize your expenses. Now, here's the deal. Chances are when you're going on vacation, there are going to be a lot of things that you want to spend money on. However, not all of them are going to be of equal importance. This is when it's really important for you to think through how you want to spend your money and what's most important to you and whoever else is going on the trip. For instance, a couple of years ago, we went to Disney World. It was my first time ever going to Disney World. It was my kids' first time going, and we were going over spring break. Originally, we had planned on flying there. However, prices during this 2 week period that we were going, the prices for flights were astronomical. It was about 4 to 5 times the normal amount. And so when my husband and I were thinking about flying, we had to really prioritize our expenses. We had to say, okay, do we really want to spend this amount of money on flights for 4 people, or are we willing to instead drive? It took us 2 days. Drive from Houston to Orlando, Florida, stay in a hotel overnight, and then use that money on things like the Fast Passes and the Genie Plus and extra souvenirs for our kids. for us, it was very clear and very easy to say, no, we would rather drive, save some of that money, and spend it on experiences in the park. We were only able to do that because we were able to prioritize those expenses. The truth is that you're likely not going to be able to afford or spend money on every single thing that you might want to do during this vacation, but you can spend money on what is most important to you and cut out any of the rest. And the way to do that is to be very clear on what you value in this vacation and what you want to experience the most. Maybe you want to experience 5-star restaurants and get an incredible dining experience. Maybe you would rather take an extra excursion and pay money for a different experience. The goal is to figure out what matters to you and the people going on this vacation and allocate your money there. Prioritizing your expenses can really help you keep your vacation budget just on track so that you don't go into debt during the process. My fourth tip for you when it comes to budgeting and saving for vacation is not the most fun tip, but it is incredibly helpful while you are on vacation, and that is to track your spending. I track our spending when we are on vacation, especially when we are going places where we are spending money often. I remember back whenever we took our kids to Canada, it was an incredible vacation. We weren't spending a lot of money on certain experiences. We were going out to eat, grabbing coffee, getting souvenirs here and there. But I really wanted to know and track how much money we were spending. Now, I didn't want to be pulling out my laptop and tracking it all there. So instead, I just used my credit card, and I had a $0 balance on my credit card before we went. I was able to just use one credit card during that trip and track my spending that way. That way, I always knew exactly how much money I had spent, whether it was during that entire, I think we were gone for like 2 weeks, or just every single day. I was able to monitor the spending in real time. Now, maybe you don't want to use a credit card. I get it, especially if you have credit card debt. I recommend not using credit cards. If you cannot pay off the balance, get that credit card debt down to zero first. Then credit cards are a tool. We want to use them appropriately. Okay, sorry for that tangent. Maybe you don't want to use a credit card. Another option is to start recording your expenses manually. Whenever I graduated college, I went with my friend Amanda on a European vacation. I actually used student loans to pay for this. So, not my best use of money ever, but I was 22 years old, newly graduated, wanted to see something amazing, wanted to go to Europe for the first time. So, we went on this 25-day tour with other people from our college. And I remember at this time in my life, I was not on top of my money at all. I couldn't care less. I could not care less about my money. I will never forget, we were on a bus going from one city to the next, and there was a girl on there, and she had this paper journal, and she was tracking her spending, what she was spending every single day. And she had a little calculator with her. She had her journal. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, that looks so over the top and boring. She's not even enjoying the trip because she's too worried about this. Well, come to find out, halfway through the trip, guess who runs out of money? Me. Because I was just spending money like crazy. So I had to call my mom. I remember I was in Paris. We were visiting the Eiffel Tower that day. I had to call my mom and ask her for more money, to borrow money from my mom. And she thankfully gave me money, and I'm definitely in a privileged position for her to do that. But I had spent all of my money for the trip halfway through, whereas that girl who was sitting there and tracking her spending ended up having a lot less stress because she never ran out of money and she knew exactly where her money was going. So I highly recommend doing this so that you don't end up like me, having to get bailed out by someone or bailing yourself out with a credit card. go through and track your spending every single day while you're on vacation. Whether you are just opening up your bank account and looking at your credit card usage, or you are using the Notes app in your phone or a spending journal just like that girl in Europe was using, I highly recommend it. Ultimately, you are going to have more peace of mind and less stress than if you are just spending without thought. And then in the back of your mind, you know that there is this almost doom and gloom situation, come to Jesus moment waiting for you because you have just been spending recklessly. My fifth and final tip for you when it comes to budgeting and saving for vacation is to set daily spending limits. Now, this is a really great idea if you know that you only want to spend a certain amount of money while you are away. You can take that money, divide it up into however many days you are gone, and then boom, there's your daily spending limit. This is really good when it comes to spending money on food or souvenirs. Instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I can't spend more than $1,000 on this trip over the course of 5 days, you can say, okay, I'm going to take that $1,000, divide it into 5 days. I have $200 a day. So my goal is to spend less than $200 each day while I am on this trip. This is a really good way for you to just very easily do some mental math each day. And then every day is kind of like a clean slate. Now, when you're doing this, just be sure to factor in any planned activities, any food purchases, transportation costs, all of these things that might be included in your spending while you're on vacation. I also really recommend prepaying, if possible, for certain experiences. For me, I love to prepay for attractions. Now, I always make sure I'll get my money back if I cancel, but I do prefer to prepay for that. That way, whenever I do go on vacation, I don't have to worry about those extra costs. I'm thinking right now, when we were in Vancouver, we went on a whale tour with our children. I was able to prepay for that tour months in advance, and it was so nice because when I got there, it felt free even though it wasn't, and I didn't have to worry about the cost of that whale tour. Now, there are some psychological things with that, with spending money and prepaying, that can sometimes be unhealthy because I did spend money on it. However, I'm not going to dive into that during this podcast. Just make sure that when you're setting daily spending limits and that you set these limits and that everyone in your party or whoever you are with is also aware of that. That way, all of the stress doesn't fall on you managing that limit. Now it is time for the most crucial step, taking action. I want to encourage you to apply the tips and strategies that I've shared with you today on your own travel plans. And just a reminder, those were 1, do your research in advance. Highly recommend going into Reddit, on TripAdvisor, and doing all of your research for how much this trip is going to cost. The second tip is to plan your meals, both meals that you will be making wherever you are staying and meals that you'll be dining out. Tip 3 is to prioritize your expenses so that you can spend money on what's most important to you. Tip 4 is to track your spending, whether that is digitally through your bank or even writing down your spending by hand in a journal. And tip 5 is to set daily spending limits so that you can focus each day on how much money you're able to spend. So whether you're dreaming of a beach getaway, exploring a new country, or spending some much needed time with family in a new city, remember that with careful planning and budgeting, anything is possible. Now, before we sign off, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you for listening today. Your support means the world to me, and honestly, I couldn't do this without you. If you found today's episode helpful, can you do me a favor and leave a rating or review on whatever podcast app you're using? This is incredibly helpful for spreading the word and helping the Inspire Budget podcast reach new listeners just like you. I also read every single review. Thanks again. I'll be back with another brand new episode next Thursday. We'll talk then.